Hey everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Libby.
And we are counting down the days. Elvis week right around the corner. Are you panicked yet?
No, I'm not panicked, but you I'm super
be.
Excited.
It's your first Elvis week.
I'm 80% excited, 20% anxious, but well, not panicked yet.
It's going to be a fantastic Elvis week, and of course, lots of great events happening. Of course, most notably, as always, the annual candlelight vigil. We also have the second ever Elvis stamp here in the United States being released on August 12th. Should be very, very exciting. And something folks have come to look forward to during birthday and Elvis week over the last few years, the auction at Graceland.
The auction. And we're so excited. This one is the biggest ever.
It is. 174 lots.
That's
have you
right.
picked out anything you want to buy?
Well, I like the ring. The owl ring. I'm a big fan of owls and an
you
even
like
bigger
jewelry.
Fan of jewelry. So that's, yeah, I don't think I can pay for it, but maybe I don't know, seduce someone to pay for it for me.
You'll get that boyfriend of yours to buy it for you. I like the Sammy Davis Jr. TCB necklace.
Oh, yes.
That's pretty cool. You know, two pop culture icons
yeah.
meeting with this piece of jewelry. So this in 174 lots. The good thing about this is that you can start bidding now. You don't have to wait until the actual auction date, which is Thursday, August 13th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, or Elvis time, as we say. Bidding is live now at GracelandAuctions.com. And one thing we do want to point out that sometimes people may not realize, even though we say it every time we talk about the auction put it on our website, is none of the auction items are from the Graceland archives. None of these things are owned by Lisa Marie Presley. These are all things that left the estate before Elvis passed.
That's right.
And are owned by third-party collectors.
People collected over the years.
And so we are just the authentication service through Graceland Authenticated to make sure that they are legitimate. And
mm-hmm.
only after we can find documentation that they are authentic do they go on the auction block on auction day.
That's so, right. And we're in the audience, too. We're bidding on these things,
too. We sure
too.
Are. We have a paddle that goes up every now and then to bid. So we're very excited about the auction at Graceland. But for all of the events happening during Elvis Week, Graceland.com, and something new we're doing this year, which I'm still trying to get my feet under me on this new social media thing, is Periscope?
That's right. We're doing Periscope for this Elvis week, and we're so excited. Periscope offers live broadcasts, and we're going to offer live broadcasts for fans around the world to join us on site in Memphis. And if you don't know what it is, it's a free live video streaming app from Twitter. If you don't have it, you can get it from the App Store or from Google Play. And the live broadcast is available. It's up for 24 hours, and then it just disappears after that. So you can sign in using your phone number or your Twitter account and make sure when you get it to look for us at Visit Graceland and follow us. And if you like some of our broadcasts, then send us some hearts.
And also, I believe people can sometimes ask questions
yes,
during the live
very
broadcast.
Interactive, so you can find more information.
Yeah, so like whoever is holding the iPhone doing the broadcast sees those things and they can verbally respond.
Yes.
My sister is a big fan of an 80s boy band that she grew up with, and they occasionally Periscope, and
what?
I was able to actually check that out as they were Periscoping last week, and she was highly excited, so we're excited to try that during Elvis Week.
Yeah,
so
we're going to test it out.
We are.
We're going to test it out tomorrow, so join us tomorrow morning, or it's this time tomorrow, at our Elvis Week host, Memphis Jones. He's going to be live in front of the front gates at Graceland, so make sure when you join the app that you look for us there.
Very cool. Our first Periscope tomorrow morning, being Friday morning.
That's right.
Here in Memphis. And of course, no city sounds like Memphis, and this year, Elvis Week, you can celebrate Memphis's music history with one of our fun, unique events for Elvis Week this year, a salute to Memphis music on August 13th.
Yeah, we're so excited about that. Gladys and Maybelle. I've been looking forward to this ever since I've known they were coming. They're Elvis Week alumni, so they've been here before, and I'm sure people are going to come just to see them, so we're super excited.
Yeah, the show starts at 3 p.m. at the Elvis Week main stage at Graceland, and the Elvis Week main stage at Graceland now under construction, getting
yes.
ready for Elvis Week. So
it
we're
takes
just,
that long, folks.
But we're 10 days out from the beginning, 10 days out from the beginning of Elvis Week, and the main stage tent going up. Of course, it's air-conditioned, and we're going to need it. It's a little toasty. toasty. Hopefully it's going to cool off for us as we kick off Elvis Week, especially on Vigil Night. But it is it's a hot Memphis humid summer.
That's right. But we'll be able to listen to like Ring of Fire and I Love You Because. So that's what I'm super excited about.
It, nice tunes to cool you off. Except right. for Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. But it is, it is a Memphis. It's a Memphis original because Johnny Cash, of course, recorded from here in Memphis and lived here. And of course, some great deals happening on shop.graceland.com.
Yes, we always have a deal going on at Shop Graceland. You can get your littlest Elvis fans ready for school just in time with a Graceland tee. Our kids' clothing and the plush toys are 10% off. It starts. It started on Sunday and it's going through August 1st. That's a Saturday. So, and it, the sale excludes pre-orders, but you can get Graceland tees, Elvis tees, as well as clothing for infants and toddlers. So there's plenty to choose from. So go to shop.graceland.com and get saving.
Always got to stock up for the big Elvis week. So go to shop.graceland.com now. We have one Elvis sighting for you today, and this is from Hal right here in Memphis. He says he was watching CNN, and they did a story about our Graceland wedding chapel in Las Vegas. So that's for those right. of you that don't know, we did open an exhibition in Las Vegas in April, and in tandem with this 30,000-square-foot exhibition at the Westgate Casino and Resort in Las Vegas, formerly the International, is also the Elvis Presley's Graceland Wedding Chapel.
That's right.
And it is open for business, and a sweet Southern-style minister performs the wedding and a beautiful chapel that's inspired by Graceland and the backdrop of the mansion. And we've got some lions and some of the iron-style furniture that sits right out in front of the mansion is on the platform there that the bride and groom stand on. So great place to get married or renew your vows next time you're in Las Vegas.
Don't forget that. And Elvis Presley got married in Las Vegas.
He sure did.
So, of course, it's fitting. We had to have one there.
And, of course, for any and all information, go to Graceland.com or ElvisWeek.com. We look forward to seeing you here at the King's Castle for Elvis Week 2015. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks, guys.